From out of the West, the Jimmy Wakely Show. And here's the popular Decca recording star, Jimmy Wakely.
Marie,
oh Marie,
the dawn is breaking.
Just break it for me.
Marie,
oh, the girl
will soon be
waking
to find.
Have a little faith in
your
me.
Heart is breaking. And tears
here I go
will fall
again.
When you
me, darling,
recall
me.
The moon
on a night like
in
this.
All its splendor.
We go betting in the park.
A kiss.
Oh, the way
so
I
sweet
like
and
it, darling. I'm yours.
The words
spoken as it came from
will you surrender
body and soul
to me?
Living in a great big way.
In all its splendor,
we go petting
oh,
in the park.
A kiss.
Oh, the way
so
I like it, darling, I'm yours.
The words
spoken as a case.
Will
me.
You surrender,
oh, body and soul,
to me,
living in a great big way.
Yes, sirree. Thank you, folks. That opening song, Marie, kind of sets the pace for us. Yes, sirree. And I would like to reminisce with our bass-picking friend over there, Jack Kelleher, who kind of helped Bobby Bruce work out that little riff behind my vocal. I guess there's a reason for that, right, Jack?
Yeah, it was, I think, Freddie Stealth did the vocal background arrangement for that.
You used to sing that with all the boys in the late Tommy Dorsey's great band.
Yeah, 1942, to be exact.
42. Who was the vocalist in the band?
Oh, we had quite a gang. Sinatra, Frank, Joe Stafford,
yes,
Connie Haynes, and the Pied Pipers.
Boy, that was quite a group. Well, I guess you used to get a lot of kick. Every dance you played across the country with the Dorsey band, you'd always have to sing Marie, didn't you?
It was great, I tell you.
Bobby, that bring back a lot of memories to you. You used to sing the same tune with the Leon McCullough band back in Tulsa, didn't you?
Oh, it's all before my time, Jim. I'm too young for the whole thing.
Oh, I see. You're really too young, huh? Okay, Bobby, step back in your stall now. We're going to get ready for another song. Not only was Marie one of the greatest of the many fine records by the late Tommy Dorsey, but it gave me the idea of doing several more songs about gals. You'll have to admit it's a pretty subject, and when you start thinking of songs with girls' names for the title, you have a lot to go on. For instance, here's one that Eddie Arnold made a big hit with a few years back, Molly Darling. Won't you tell me, Molly Darling, none else but me? For I love you, Molly darling. You are all the world to me. Oh, tell me, darling, that you love. Molly darling, say that you will give me thine. No one listens but the flower.
while they hang their heads in shame. Are modest, Molly darling, when they hear me call your name. Molly, fairest, sweetest, dearest, look up, darling, tell me this. Do you love me, Molly darling? Let your answer be a kiss.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll return to our program in a moment, but first, this is Marvin Miller with something to think about. Today, we hear and make frequent comparisons between our way of life and that of others. Wherever you are probably asked questions about our form of government, our democracy. You are expected to know the answers. As a serviceman, you are looked upon as sort of an official representative of your government. And like every other citizen, you have two responsibilities. First, to know what are the rights and privileges of living in a democracy. And second, to defend those rights.
Back to the subject of girls, and here's Miss Beverly Lawrence, right here.
Jimmy, I'm afraid I'll have to break your mood of doing girl songs.
Well, so you're going to sing about a man?
Yes, I am.
And what's his name?
The song doesn't come out and name him, but I'm sure the lyrics will fit somebody's situation.
Why don't you tell us all about it, Beverly?
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain guy in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for to sing the blues, I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
Thank you, Beverly. That was the fine guitar working back there with Neil Levang and Eddie Carver, of course, doing a good job on the piano, weren't they? Thank
oh,
you, boys.
Yes.
And thank you, Beverly.
Well, I'm sorry about breaking the girl mood, Jimmy. Maybe I can make up for it with another song.
All right. What song are you thinking about?
Well, it's a song about a lady that all of us love, and here's the way it goes. One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right. I found in my mother's eyes those baby tales she told that road all paved with gold. I found in my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering sparrow, one lonely soul, I walked the straight and narrow to reach my God's gift sent from above, a real unselfish love I found in my mother's
Thank you, Beverly. My Mother's Eyes, mighty, mighty pretty. There, a beautiful song and a sentiment beautifully sung.
This is Dick Sinclair. Let's take a second or two for a fast look at a team of all-stars, 15 of them all told. What kind of a team is it? Well, it's just about one of the most important in the world right now. Of course, I'm talking about the International Alliance, NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. NATO's mighty important when it comes to protecting the free nations of the world, and that's why it's called the Shield of Freedom. NATO is guarding your freedom.
Well, sir, back to the songs about gals about now. Eddie Carver and his accordion setting the mood for Bouncin' Bobby Bruce, who will join him on the violin with Marquita. Thank you very much, and thank you, Bobby, and thank you, Eddie Carver, on the accordion. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to discuss one little item Neil Levang, you can talk into your mic. Just turn it up where you can talk into it there, buddy. Last week, Neil Levang brought over the cutest little dog, and my wife wound up with this little baby. It's about, how old is the little dog? 6 weeks?
Yes, 6 weeks.
It's a Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
Solid white and with big brown eyes. We don't have a name for it, you know.
No, yet, not yet.
Not yet. How would you like to, do you have a suggestion for the name for the dog, Neil?
Well, this might be a suggestion. The listeners could send in names for the dog.
Yeah, well, only as a last resort. Let's see how bright Bobby Bruce is. You come up with a name for it, Rube.
La Cienega.
Well, it is of Spanish descent, they say. Isn't it a native of Mexico, the Chihuahua? Mm-hmm. It weighs 13 ounces, and it's a female. Now, Jack Kelleher, what would you name it?
You know what La Cienega means?
What? No?
The spring.
The spring. Oh, my goodness.
That's the dog.
Well,
that's
let's
the
see.
Dog. That's
the you're, dog. You're springy. Now, how about Eddie Carver? What have you got in mind? When you guys get up off of the floor, we can name this hound dog.
Neil, what is that song that Neil wrote that that'd make a good name for a dog? Neil's Notion, is that it?
All right, boys.
High
I got
octane.
A, Muddy Berry, what's your suggestion for a name?
Dolores.
Dolores? Thank you so much. Now, back to the show and back to our girl songs.
Around the world, I've searched for you. I traveled on when hope was gone to keep a rendezvous. I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you'd look at me and I would see the smile you're smiling now. It might have been in County Down or in New York or Gay Paris or even London Town. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found world in you.
Bobby Bruce and his violin.
It might have been in County Down or in New York, in Gay Paris or even London Town. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found my world in you.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. That was Romance, the song was talking about, of course. My friend Stuart Hamblin wrote a song about that that's always been one of my favorites. Stuart has also written some fine songs with a religious theme, and one of them we were proud to include in our Decca album of familiar hymns. Here is Stuart's sincere sentiment, "It is no secret what God can do."
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What is done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. On your side, just take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What is done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can.
And with those words go our hopes and prayers for all of you during the week to come. We're planning to be back at the same old stand. I want to thank Beverly Lawrence, Bobby Bruce, Eddie Carver, and all the gang. Until then, this is Jimmy Wakely saying so long and good luck to you.
The Jimmy Wakely Show is directed for radio by Sterling Tracy. Jim Matthews speaking.
The Jimmy Wakely Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.